Good afternoon. This is Ralph Jensen. I'm editor of Security Products Magazine. Spending a few minutes this afternoon with Bob Beechler, the Vice President of Marketing for Stretch. Stretch is a processor company based in Sunnyvale, California, a new entrant into the security market, focusing on video surveillance and IP network camera and DVR solutions. A good opportunity for us to visit with Bob, and I have three or four questions for you, Bob. What do you see as the major trends in video surveillance technology?
Well, I think that there's three things going on. First of all, on the image side itself, things are moving to higher definition sensors with better dynamic range. And this is really putting a strain on the ability for processor chips to do the encoding of these bigger images and get them compressed into either the disk or to be put across the network. Because we are seeing a transition into network-based systems. We're seeing more and more IP cameras being deployed instead of the traditional closed-circuit television cameras. And we're also seeing more intelligence. So video analytics, are also called intelligent video, being deployed inside of DVRs and even being deployed into the cameras themselves.
Well, then what factors are limiting adoption of high-definition IP network cameras?
Well, as I mentioned, I think one of the key things is the encoding. When you talk about doing a 1.3 or a 2 megapixel image, trying to record it, compress it at 30 frames per second, puts a big strain on the processors, and there hasn't been really solutions to date that can do that at a true 30 frames per second. You're seeing them in like 10 or 15 frames per second using a less efficient compression technology like an MJPEG. I think the industry would really like to see 30 frames per second being done using an advanced compression technique like an H.264. The other thing that's happening, of course, with this is just the whole adoption of networked technology and managing the bandwidth. So when you talk about putting 50 or 100 IP cameras onto a network, you have to try and manage that amount of video bandwidth going across your network. It's very different from the traditional computer network when you talk about an IP network camera system.
What is the benefit of programmability in video surveillance solutions?
So with programmability, it allows the video equipment providers to differentiate their product. They can do customization at a software level. They can add new features very quickly as opposed to waiting for a chip manufacturer to come out with a new piece of silicon. And they can adapt to new standards. We are seeing the market transitioning from older style MJPEG technology to MPEG-4 to now H.264. There'll be a new standard next year called H.264 SVC. And instead of redesigning a system with a new type of chip every time, you can stay with one programmable chip and just add software loads to provide the customization or to adapt to new standards.
Bob, thank you very much for your time. I do have one last question, probably the $64 question. Why is the integration of video analytics and encoding technology so important?
Well, the great thing about this is that traditionally video analytics will just recognize what's going on in the scene and send back an alert and or tag the video to let somebody know that something's going on. If you can take the video analytics and use it to control the encoding, you can actively manage the bandwidth on your network that the IP camera takes up or actively manage your disk space. One of my examples I like to talk about is, say you have a camera looking down a hallway. If nothing's going on, you should be able to scale back your resolution, scale back your frame rate, and have a very small bit stream that's being either recorded to disk or sent across the network. Then, say the elevator door opens and all of a sudden, you know, five people walk out. As soon as you detect that motion, you can increase the resolution of your camera, increase the frame rate to, say, a full frame rate, and then capture all that information, you know, at a full video and even in high definition. But that way you're not wasting bandwidth or wasting disk space by recording a large amount of information that you're not interested in.
Bob, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you letting me share a few moments with you.
Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Very good. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.